Rusty lumbered along the wet sidewalks, intently following the scent. After putting the scarf in the plastic bag to keep its scent as pure as possible, Ramirez merely grasped Rusty's leash tightly and ran along behind him. He didn't want to distract Rusty or suggest that the dog do something other than what the dog was telling himself to do. Ramirez knew, after training hard with Rusty, that the dog knew better than any human handler what to do and where to go. Soon they reached the corner where the apartment building was under construction. Rusty stopped and went around in a circle, sniffing intently and whimpering. Ramirez knew that this excitement meant Rusty felt he was close to his target. He took Aunt Violet's scarf out of the plastic bag, put it under Rusty's nose, and repeated the command, "Rusty, find!" Rusty barked and pulled Captain Ramirez abruptly to the left, through a thick patch of slippery mud and down a steep hill. "Right you are, boy," Captain Ramirez said. At the bottom of the hill, they found Aunt Violet soaking wet and covered with mud. She had a large scrape on one of her legs, her umbrella was totally smashed, and her new shoes were ruined. Although she was shaken up, Aunt Violet was fine. No broken bones, just a little wounded pride. She moaned when she saw the officers and the trouble she had caused, but her next questions gave the officers pause. "Oh, officers," she moaned, "I think I must have fainted and fallen down. I have no idea how I got here. Did Arlene fall down too? Is she hurt?" The officers assured Aunt Violet that Arlene was safe at her house. "Hi, Mrs. Murray," Sergeant Damon said, gently wrapping the blanket around Aunt Violet. "It's Stan Damon from over on High Street. You were my mother's fifth grade teacher. Do you remember what happened today?" "Of course I remember," Aunt Violet snapped, suddenly very irritated. "I was on my way to Porter's store, but I must have slipped somehow. That's all. But what time is it? I need to buy some fabric. Arlene and I are making a leopard."